Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. After the holidays, what do you do with all those plants that you've got left over and hanging around? Well, there are a variety of things that you can do with these plants, including throw them away. And a lot of times people have problems with throwing away plants after the holidays. The poinsettia, perhaps, is the most popular of the plants that we use for our holidays. And it's a beautiful plant. It's gorgeous when you've got it in your home and set it around those brightly colored bracts. I really do a lot to bring out the holiday spirit in everybody. But, you know, once the holiday season is over, you begin to take down the tree and the decorations, you still have the poinsettia sitting around. And so gardeners are oftentimes wondering, what exactly should I do with this plant? Well, as I mentioned, this is a plant you bought for a decoration. It's not a plant that you bought to be a permanent member of your landscape. It's not a plant that you bought to be a house plant forever. It's something you bought for decorations. And I think it's probably best to think of these poinsettia plants as flower arrangements, as you would think of a flower arrangement. When you're tired of them or they faded, don't look really good anymore, you simply throw them away. Now, chop your plant up and put in your compost pile. I find if you put your plants in your compost pile and recycle them, you don't feel quite as guilty maybe about throwing them away. If you really want to salvage the poinsettias, you can try planting them in your yard. In Baton Rouge, winter freezes in December sometimes ruin the flowers, but many times freezes haven't really occurred in Baton Rouge before Christmas, and you get to see those beautiful flowers appear. If you do decide to put your poinsettia in the ground outside, choose a nice, bright, sunny, well-drained location. You can choose an existing bed if you'd like. A place on the south side of a fence or the south side of your home is nice because that will block that north cold wind from reaching the plant to some degree. In addition, make sure the plant doesn't get any artificial light at night. Poinsettias are sensitive to the length of the night. They need long periods of darkness to trigger flowering. If you plant them by a floodlight or a street light or a porch light that shines on them at night, they're not going to get the signal to bloom, and they're not likely to bloom for you. But again, if you don't want to do that, if you want to just toss it, do so. And don't you feel a bit guilty about it. Now, one plant that I would like to see you keep and bloom again year after year are the beautiful holiday cactuses that come in all those gorgeous colors like white, magenta, pink, and gold. Now, once the season is over, you want to move your holiday cactus to a nice bright window. Water it whenever the soil begins to feel dry to the touch. And if you'd like, you can move your holiday cactus out for the summertime. Put it in a nice partially shaded location where it might get a little bit of sun in the morning, but shade for the rest of the day. And simply leave it outside, watering it as needed. Leave your Christmas cactuses in relatively small pots because they will rot easily if you overpot them into a bigger pot. So Christmas cactuses, Thanksgiving cactuses, and other holiday cactuses, keep them in rather small pots. They'll set little flower buds around about October or early November. When you see the little flower buds set on your plant outside, move it back indoors and put it in a nice bright window. The little buds will grow, develop, and the plant will bloom beautifully for you indoors. And you can repeat this cycle year after year after year. Now, you might also have some potted Christmas trees. If there's an outdoor plant like a juniper or a holly, make sure that you get that plant outside and plant into the ground real soon. They don't like to stay inside very long. If it's a Norfolk Island pine, don't forget they're not cold hardy. Keep a Norfolk Island pine inside and keep it happy through the rest of the season by watering it and putting it in front of a nice bright window. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.